when you are battling and you're being lazy and you're not really stepping into or doing the things God has called you to do, I really do believe it's a root issue.
It's a root issue.
That if you get to that root with the Lord, he's going to help you overcome
it. He's going to help you overcome it. Nobody's going to have you like you have you.
Ooh, that's a word.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, for instance, I'm married. You know, I have my husband, and he can pray for me. He can give me motivation. But at the end of the day, I still got to hold myself accountable to, like, take that information to get up and just do it. You know what I'm saying?
Many times when we are being lazy or we have, it's usually a deep-rooted issue.
It could
be grief.
It could be grief.
It could be just feeling let down about life. Or it could be feeling like God let you down. You might have been praying to God for 3 years for something.
Yeah.
And now you've lost all momentum and passion for life or for whatever that thing was because it's taking so long.
It's taking so long.
So sometimes you need to also get to the root. And then maybe you need to forgive yourself.
Forgive
maybe
yourself.
You was lazy and didn't put in the work. Okay. Yeah. The thing we're procrastinating on is actually the thing that would really make us happy if we just did it.
If we just did it.
It would really bring another level of peace or joy or confidence or self-assurance.
Exactly.
You know, so I do think procrastination is a big key to self-sabotage.
It is a lot self-sabotage. Hi guys, welcome or welcome back to Just God Podcast, where we stay sway in God's way. I have a special guest, you guys. Guess who? It is Miss Morgan Tracy J.
Hello, hello.
I followed her on YouTube. I followed you on YouTube, and I just saw you were so inspirational. And I would never thought in a million years that I would, like, ever see you. You know how you, like, follow someone that you're, like, inspired by, and you just never think that you're going to see them ever in person. And I live in a little small town, you know, I'm not going to say where, but I live in a little small town, and I'm like, I would never meet her. And I went to a new church, you know, trying this church out, and I see her there.
Yes.
And I was, like, looking at my phone, I was like, is this Morgan? Is that her?
But the crazy thing is, you guys, she never told me she knew me. She just was like, I was like, hi. Like, she never told me she knew me.
I did it. Because I was like, all right, we're in church. I'm not trying to fangirl.
Yeah.
Like, this is not the time or place. I was just like, I'm not trying to make her uncomfortable. But I was like, hi, I'm Tiara. And, you know, I was like, love your YouTube. Did I mention that? I think I was like, I threw it in there. I was like, I love your YouTube. I watch you.
Oh, see, I don't remember.
Yeah, because it was like very cash. Like, it wasn't.
It definitely didn't give me fangirl. It definitely didn't give me that you even really knew me or anything. Yeah.
So I just admire her. You guys follow her if you aren't.
Thank you.
She's on YouTube. If you would like to shout out your.
Okay. I am on YouTube. Obviously, I'm a YouTuber. Yeah. And then also, I have a ministry called HisDaughtersCloset.com where we do weekly devotionals and stuff like that.
Yeah. We're actually at her studio, guys. Yeah. That's why you notice the change. But we're going to get into what we're talking about today. And to stay on track, you know, I always got to have my Bible. Not my Bible. It basically can be because I have so much scripture in here. But it's called God Goals Growing and Glowing. I got it from Walmart. Mm-hmm. I think you said you had one.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, great minds think alike. All right, so we are on season 2, episode 2 with Miss Morgan.
Oh, wow.
And we're going to be talking about exiting your lazy girl era. I'm going to help you guys 5 steps on how to stop procrastinating and step into your purpose.
Come on.
Yes. So we're going to step into our purpose. I want to ask Miss Morgan, how has procrastinating, like, if you have ever experienced it, how has it affected your life?
Man, I really feel like it has affected me a lot. I had to learn early on, though, if I wanted to, you know, step into my calling, my purpose, I'd have to face the reality that if I'm procrastinating on something, it's usually because there's fear attached to it.
Yeah.
There's an underlying root issue.
Definitely.
Yeah. Maybe lazy.
And we self-sabotage. We were talking about that earlier. Mm-hmm. We kind of self-sabotage.
Honestly, I do believe, like, procrastination has shown up in definitely my health.
Yes.
Because I could be a fit girl all the and then I fall off. And
fall
I
fall off.
And then I'm like, man, I wish I never fell off from
Same.
That.
Yes. Same.
So,
So how it has affected my life is I've just missed out on so many good opportunities. Jobs. And like you said, it could be fear, like thinking that why show up anyway, you know, I'll do it another time. What is so relatable is like working out and starting a healthy journey. We'll start Monday.
Monday.
We're not gonna, why not today? Why not do it today? And, you know, procrastination has caused me to have to lose more weight. And it started out 20, then 30, now it's 50, and I have, like, so much more weight to lose because of my procrastination.
Yeah. And that's really good because I think Well, you don't realize it though, but the thing we're procrastinating on is actually the thing that would really make us happy if we just did it.
If we just did it.
It would really bring another level of peace or joy or confidence or self-assurance. You know, so I do think procrastination is a big key to self-sabotage.
It's a lot of self-sabotage. Yeah. So step one to stop procrastinating and step into your purpose is prayer and faith. So having prayer with faith, they go hand in hand.
Come on.
We have to first give it to God. At the end of the day, everything that we're going through, you know, we have to give it to give it to Him. He gives us the strength. He wakes us up. Yeah. You know, He gives us breath and life. Yeah. In Him do we live and have our being.
Come on.
And so I believe, you know, to be able to stop procrastinating and step into your purpose, it'll be prayer and faith, you know, just having faith, like pray for your procrastination, pray for God to help you. And, you know, and also, you know, faith without works is dead,
Come on.
It's useless. So you got to put some works into
it.
You got to put some works into it. And so, which brings me to step two, which would be minimizing your distractions. So how I minimize my distractions is I put my phone on do not disturb. That's the first thing I do, you know, because my phone goes off. I am a mother of three, you know, I'm a wife, and I have to turn it off sometimes, you know, and I have to shut the world out. And if I can't find a quiet place, sometimes I will go to my car. If you got a car, go to the car.
Come on.
Go to the car, go to the park, you know, enjoy nature, you know. So that's what I do. Those are some of the things that I do to keep myself from, you know, being distracted.
Right.
So I wanted to ask you, like, what does that look like for you? Like, how have you minimized distractions to, like, to stay focused? Like, what are ways you can minimize?
Well, honestly, before I got my, my office space that we're in right now, I used to do this ministry thing from home. And then I had the distraction of laundry, my dog, family calling, or just, you know, life stuff. And I remember praying to the Lord, using faith in prayer, saying, I need a place to where when I step into that room, it's just me and
it's
your business.
Me and him.
So I don't, like, there's no distraction. I can study, I can record, I can do the messages you put on my heart. And so that right there, it took faith, obviously. It took prayer. It took some years,
It
took some years
of
work. But we're here today. And I will say, when I step into this place, I don't care the call I just got. I don't care the information I just received. I don't care about the emails I'm getting at the time. I'm like, oh, I'm in here about my Father's business. And even if you don't have an office space, you can do this with your home office.
Home
you can have
office.
A certain room where you say, you know what? When I step into this area, I'm about my Father's business.
I'm about my Father's business.
Okay. Yeah. And that has really helped me with procrastination.
That is so good. That is so good. You know, depending on what you're trying to stop procrastinating on, it may be different for you, you know, because you may be like trying to stop procrastinating on your prayer life.
Come on.
And again, your phone, you can turn your phone off, or you're trying to stop procrastinating on like not going to the gym. And for that, you don't need a quiet place. You just need a made up mind.
That's true.
I've been asking God, like, because seriously, it's a stronghold. We cannot conquer that on our own. We have to go to God.
Come on.
You know, we got to put in works as well. But the first step should always be going to God.
Never
cease to pray in all things. The Bible says pray. Pray in all things. We're going to go to James chapter 2, verse 17 in LT. And it reads, what version? For one, what version do you use?
I use all different kinds.
All different kinds. My favorite is NKJV because it's like the closest. Yeah, it's like the closest to King James, but it's not thou and, you know, ye.
Honestly, I have so many Bibles, so I don't. Sometimes it's King James. Sometimes it's New Living. Like, sometimes it's English. But also, too, as you just kind of, as you kind of develop more in, you know, your study, God is gonna want you to listen to it audibly.
You know, I do that at night.
Yeah.
I go to sleep with it.
Sometimes God will tell you, okay, I need you to go to this. You might go to the Hebrew or you might go to the Greek. You know,
yeah,
it might be a little different.
You never know.
I don't really have a one set Bible anymore. I've got a lot more actually. But my go to is the Living Translation.
I love New
Living Translation.
I got an NLT.
Yeah.
So it reads, it says, so you see, faith by itself isn't enough. Unless it produces good deeds, it is dead and useless. So before, you know, because we were talking about faith and prayer, and I don't like to just tell people things. I want to show them the word. Like, this is not coming from me. This is the word itself, you know, like it's saying it's useless. So you can pray and you can have faith, but if you are sluggish, if you are lazy, if you are procrastinating and you're just sitting around, you're not going to get nothing done. Nothing
is going to get done. I think there's a little caveat to that too, because many times when we are being lazy or we're have, it's usually a deep-rooted issue. It could be grief.
It could be grief.
It could be just feeling let down about life, or it could be feeling like God let you down. Ooh, you might have had been praying to God for 3 years for something, and now you've lost all momentum and passion for life or for whatever that thing was because it's taking so long.
It's taking so long.
So sometimes you need to also get to the root, and then maybe you need to forgive yourself.
Forgive
maybe
yourself.
You was lazy and didn't put in the work, okay?
Yeah.
Maybe the Lord showed you a vision that you were going to be down 20 pounds, and then the year ends, and you are
like,
down.
What?
And you're like, girl, God, did I see you clearly? And he's like, you did, but don't worry. We got another plan.
We got
so sometimes
plan.
You got to let go of that old plan.
Yes.
Like, if God gave you a vision in 2015, you were going to be down 30 pounds, and we're in 2024, and you haven't lost those 30. That's okay. That vision isn't done with.
It's not done with.
Bring it on into
this
year.
In.
Bring it on into
yes.
the season. And yes. so I do think when you are battling and you're being lazy and you're not really stepping into or doing the things God has called you to do, I really do believe it's a root issue.
It's a root
that
issue
that if you get to that root with the Lord, he's gonna help you overcome
he's gonna help you overcome it.
He'll help
so
you
gotta figure out what it is, you know. And even if you can't figure it out, go to God about it. Like, God, what is it? What is it? Take me back. Therapy is good as well.
Yes.
You know, a lot of people are against therapy. And the Bible tells us seek godly counsel.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? Or seek good counsel.
Come on.
And so go to therapy.
Yeah.
And maybe they can, they specialize in that.
Yeah.
And so they can help you with that. And I also wanted to say that sometimes we can also be our own distractions.
Yeah.
We can be our own distractions. Like, we can be in a blank room with what we're supposed to be doing, like our Bible or things like that, and we can still, like, daydream. We can still, like, fiddle with our fingers and not even do what we're supposed to do. So, actually, I mean, even if you're in a noisy area, you know what I'm saying? If you are truly focused on what you're supposed to be doing, on your goals and stuff, there will be nothing that will stop you. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, again, you could be in a quiet place and you can still find a way to manage to be distracted.
Yeah. But I also think if you're easily distracted when it's doing something you know is good for you, then you might need to double check if you're doing it in the right area.
In the right area,
because truly, like, at home, if I try to do a lot of study at home, sometimes my dog, my son, you know, something's going on, the dishwasher goes off or something.
Yeah.
But I will say this, I have noticed that you have to make sure that your prayer, your Bible study, whatever, even if you're called to do something outside of that, let's say it's like record your videos or something, you've got to make sure you make it fun.
You make it
because
fun.
Because there's going to be seasons in our relationship with God that it gets a little stale,
it's
too.
Just, like,
it gets a little, like,
or boring.
It gets,
or,
you're kind of like, well, I already read that verse, but I guess I won't read it again.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So you got to kind of make it fun. If that's with adding journaling, if that's with adding a new different translation, there's the woman's Bible.
Yeah.
Like, there's different translations.
Exactly.
There's so much more tips and ways. Like, you could go to a park, like you said, you could go in your car, you could go to a woman's conference,
anything, make it, you know,
to make your
fun,
walk
fresh.
Fun and refreshed and revived.
I love that. So that brings me to step three. So let's recap. So step one is prayer and faith, right? Step two is minimizing your distractions. And step three would be to focus. Because you could take away distractions, and we just said, you can still not have focus, you know?
Yeah.
And so you what you said, make sure that you're doing it in the right way. Make sure you're doing it for the right reasons.
Yeah.
Make sure that you're doing it for you.
Come on.
Okay? So I want to ask you, what helps you to focus and stay on track?
Being clear.
Yeah.
Clear with my goals, clear to-do list. You know, like, I'm a girl known for to-do lists. I have to-do lists at my home.
Yes.
I got to-do lists in the office. I got to-do lists at my mama's house. Like, anything I'm going to do, I just have to always write it down and
write
make
it down.
Sure I get it done.
Girl, you're in my lesson.
Yes. So I will say, it's really about being clear on what your goal is, though.
Yeah,
like,
being clear.
I can come in here and have a to-do list to clean the office and charge a battery. Mm. But what's the goal?
What's the goal?
Is the goal to record? Am I cleaning because I
Come
need to record?
Come on. That's
like,
good.
What is the goal? Because sometimes we do a lot of little to-dos, but there's no goal we're
there's
trying to reach.
There's no, like, what are you
and
doing?
And then we look up and we're like, God, why haven't we reached our goals? It's like, because you're doing all these little
to-dos. You're doing all these little to-dos.
But you're not doing the to-dos that are necessary to reach your goals.
Come on.
So I'm big on,
that is so
why am I doing this?
Good. Which, same thing with me, you know, to what helps me to focus is, I think about why. Cool. Like, which is what you said, like, yeah. why? Why yeah. am I trying to focus on this? Come what on. Is the purpose? What is the yeah. outcome going to yeah. be, you know? Yeah. And so just like with losing weight, mm-hmm. why? Like, don't mm-hmm. even, what I would say for myself, what helps me, I don't think about the process. I think about, like, what my actions, like, what am I doing the process for? I think of the end goal, you know?
I do think that's so good. Like how you're saying you got to focus and, like, yeah. see the end result. But I do think it has to be a mindset shift.
It has to be a mindset,
because it's
yeah.
like, oh, I get to run. Yeah. My legs function. Oh, I get another day to that's breathe. Good. Like, it's a mindset yeah. shift. Like, sometimes I'm like, oh, my gosh, my mom is calling me and she's doing it. Then I'm like, hold on, but I get to have my mother.
I get to have my mother.
I get yeah. to go to her house. Like, yeah. I get to run away and play with my nephews all day.
Right.
Like, I still have that in my body. Yeah. So I think it's a mindset shift,
thankfulness.
Too. Yes, because you're realizing just the reality and the fragility of life, how real it is, you know?
Yeah.
So I get to get healthy.
I get to, yeah, I get, drive to the gym.
I get to play with my kids.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I get to love my
Pick
husband.
Pick up after them.
You know, yes,
yeah.
whatever that is.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's a mindset shift too.
Yeah. So me as a mom, like, I have dishes.
Yes.
I have to go grocery shopping.
Yes.
I have to cook. Mm-hmm. I have to help my kids with their homework.
Yeah.
I have to do all of these things. And yeah. I'm like, I overwhelm myself
yeah. Yeah.
by thinking about every single thing I have to do instead of just doing it. Yes. So that's what I mean by, like, okay. not focusing on, like, yeah. so, like, not focusing on, oh, I gotta do this, I gotta do that. Enjoy the process and just know what you have to do.
Yeah, I can relate. Mine is a little different because I'm not a
mother
or a wife.
It's like, I have a lot. Yeah, I
yeah,
have
so
a lot.
You got a lot with the children. I have a lot, like, with YouTube and ministry and
Come
emails.
On,
and,
there you go.
You know, whatever.
Yeah.
The stuff that is on my plate. But what I do is I give myself an hour.
Yeah.
When I am like, I got so much to do and I just can't, I give myself 1 hour.
Just
that's like
decompress.
If that's an hour to just watch Netflix, if that's an hour to nap, if that's an hour just to do nothing and scroll on Pinterest.
Just give yourself,
just 1 hour. But when that hour is up, when that timer goes off, I'm like, okay, girl, you got to get up and do it.
You got to get up.
Yeah, you got to get up and do it. But I also,
we could just, yeah, sorry.
No, you're fine. But I also know that if I don't move forward, this thing sinks. Like, I know that,
yeah.
you know, like, there are people waiting on me,
yeah.
you know, like, on my teams. Like, if I don't send something, they're going to look like, hey, Morgan,
we're
waiting on that email.
Yeah.
We're waiting on your. So for me, I always have to remind myself, like, Morgan, if you don't move forward, you can't be mad when God doesn't bless you.
You can't
be mad when
he doesn't
open that door.
When he don't do it.
Yeah, because you didn't take that step, girl. Yeah.
You didn't take that step. Just like you said, just get up and just, you know, just mm-hmm. do it. But you
yes.
got to have, you got to give yourself grace and you got to, like, breathe,
yeah.
you know
yeah.
that it's okay. And
definitely.
Also, I want to say every day is not gonna,
Ooh.
You're not gonna feel like it.
Ooh.
And it's okay. Give yourself grace. You're not gonna be, some days we need a break to just procrastinate.
Come on.
Like, just sit. Not even procrastinate,
yeah.
just
you
sit.
Just relax.
Relax. Like, you know, that's what the Sabbath is, you know, for.
Yeah.
You know, just relax. That's what God wants us to rest,
come
you know?
Come on. You better speak that.
He wants us to rest.
That.
He wants us to just,
mm-hmm.
you know, be in his word, just
yeah.
focus on, like, reflect and just, you know.
Yeah. And, you know, there was a quote I heard before. It said, the most spiritual thing you can do sometime is rest.
Rest.
Because you can't hear from God when
you're
all overwhelmed.
You can't hear from God
when
you're all over.
When you're stressed out, when you're trying to be overly spiritual. And, like, sometimes you're not going to hear from him when you're reading your word.
Well, yeah. Just,
sometimes you're
going to
be
breathe,
washing
girl.
Dishes
just,
or laying
yeah.
on the couch. And then you hear it from the Lord. You
yes.
know?
Exactly. I will do the most random things and get a word. And
come
I have
on.
To go rush and find my pen. I'm like, oh my God, just
yeah.
like a revelation, and I'm doing dishes
That's
and I'm folding laundry.
Because you're at peace. You're
I'm
rested.
At peace. I'm rested. So step four would be to establish accountability.
Mm.
That will be, you know, a way that you can stop procrastinating and
mm-hmm.
step in your purpose. And so I wanted to ask you this. How do you establish accountability for yourself?
That's
like,
good.
What does that look like for you?
That's a really good question.
How do
I establish accountability?
Accountability for yourself.
I first think it starts with being accountable to God. That's the first thing. Like, I can't, like, I'm accountable to my mom
yes,
or my sister.
Yes, come
but
on.
They're not at my home with me. They're not, they don't see what's on my laptop.
They don't see.
They're not monitoring me
yes.
24/7. So my first accountability is to God.
Yeah.
Like, period. Like, no one can see what I'm doing on the back end with money.
Come
like,
on.
My God
he sees
see
everything.
It.
He
so,
knows the number of hairs on your head.
Come
yeah.
on. So my and accountability first, like, I have to first be accountable to God. Like,
right.
he gave me something. He blessed me with something. I got to be accountable
you
to him.
You got to be accountable to
yes.
him.
Yes. And so then I think from there, it trickles down into some people that hold you accountable. Like, it could be your mother or your sibling or
exactly,
a friend
exactly.
or a pastor,
yeah.
you know, a friend or something. But I will say the first key, though, is if you don't already have the moral and character to honor God, then it don't matter who comes. It's hard. You're still going to be acting funny. You know what I mean?
You're not. Yeah, yeah, you're going to be out of whack.
I do think it starts with if you can be accountable to God when nobody's looking.
Come on.
If you can give that. So good. If you can put a dollar in the donation plate knowing you only got $3.
Come on.
That's being accountable to God.
Yes.
Like, if you can say, you know what? I'm going to forgive that friend, but I'm not going to put out what they said about me.
Come on.
No one ain't going to know. Say good stuff about them. You're accountable to God.
You're accountable.
Okay, like the accountability to God is going beyond what people can see. Even though you know they did you dirty.
Yes.
Even though you know some stuff.
Come on.
The accountability is to God. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
That's the key.
I love that.
No,
that was mine as well.
Really? That was
yeah. That was mine as well. I was like,
Yeah, exactly.
So, and it also it started with. You know, nobody's going to have you like you have you.
Ooh, that's a word.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, for instance, I'm married. You know, I have my husband to hold. Like, I have a person that's with me 24, not 24/7, but, you know, like,
hold you down.
He's like there. And he can pray for me. Mm-hmm. He can give me motivation. But at the end of the day, I still got to hold myself accountable to, like, take that information to get up and just do it. You know what I'm saying?
So that's
what helps me to hold myself accountable is, like, nobody's going to have me like I have me.
Right.
You know? Come on. I'm also, I hold myself accountable because I have children.
Yeah.
You know? Like, they look up to me.
Come on.
They can't see me struggling. They can't really see that side of
me,
you know? Because I'm like their hero, you know?
Yep.
And so I have to, you know, be on my P's and Q's for my children.
Oh, that's
good. You know? And my husband as well. I got to show up for him.
Come on.
So I wanted to go to Romans chapter 12, verse 1. And I believe this is in the New King James. I did not write that down. But it says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. So it is your reasonable service to present your body as a living sacrifice. And it's a sacrifice to be the bigger person.
Yeah.
It's a sacrifice to, because he wants us to be purposeful.
Yeah.
He wants us to live a healthy life.
Mm-hmm.
He lives in our temple. He don't want a ran down hotel.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, if you can't do the Father's work if you're unhealthy.
Mm-hmm.
And also, when you're procrastinating and being disobedient, it can mess with your mental.
Yeah.
And you can become lazy.
Yeah.
You can have a lack of motivation and, you know, just, and you won't do the will of God. And just yourself. You won't show up for yourself.
Won't
show up for your children, ministry, your business, your friends, your family, your significant other. If you don't show up for yourself, you know what I'm saying? You gotta love yourself.
You know, you're speaking because I'm on a sabbatical when we're doing this.
Yes.
Right now. And it wasn't until this sabbatical that I realized how much I had been not showing up for myself and for others.
Yes.
I was exhausted. I was overwhelmed, you know? And I was just trying to show up for the ministry. And then it was like, but what about Morgan?
What about you?
And and in this 2-week sabbatical, y'all, I've been finally refilling, refreshing.
Yes, you're the vessel.
Yes, but it's like, I started to notice, like, I couldn't make it to my nephew's thing. I couldn't make it here.
Exactly,
I wasn't filling up my cup. I was filling up only one cup.
Only one, right.
Yeah.
Right. So I wanted to go to another one, 3 John.
Okay.
And it says, Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers.
Mm-hmm.
So God wants us to be in health. He wants us to prosper.
Yeah.
So, you know, every scripture is lived and breathed by God. That's in the word. And so God wants that for us too. He wants us to prosper.
Yes.
He wants us to be in good health. And I also said, you know, you have to remain focused because no one, again, is going to do it for
That's
you.
True.
Which brings us to our last step, which is step 5. And you said it earlier. Make a to-do list and set deadlines.
You
have to make a to-do list and set your deadlines, because if you just wake up freewheeling and just like blank and you're not going to get nothing done.
You're not going to
get anything done.
And I can tell you guys from experience, when I first went full-time in ministry, I didn't have a plan. I guess I'm gonna get up at 9. I guess I'm gonna get up at 10. And it got later and later and later. And so then I was like, hey, you gotta run this like you have a regular 9 to 5.
Yeah.
Because you're not getting nothing done. Yeah. So yeah, you're right. You gotta have a to-do list with a deadline.
Yeah. So and I wrote down, doing this will help you to stay focused and on track with what you have to do. Yeah. Sometimes the pressure of a time clock will help you to stay focused. And it's not to rush you. It's just to make you aware of the time.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's not just like, oh, I gotta hurry up. No, you make sure you give yourself enough time to get what you have to, you know, even add a break in there. Even if, you know, like add a break, a short break in between what you have to do. Yeah. So you stay on track and you won't procrastinate and you can get things done.
That's true.
So I wanted to ask you, how has making a to-do list and setting deadlines helped you to stay on track and focus for your business?
I mean, it's beyond help me. I use them every day. I use them even for this.
Even now.
Even when we were doing a photo shoot.
Like, we're to-do listing right now.
Me and my entire team, we run by lists. Like, yes. I cannot function without them. And so they're a big part of my life.
Right.
But also because they align to the goal.
Yes.
Yeah, if your goal is clear, that's good. You cannot. That's good. Don't just make a to-do list like, oh, I'm going to get up and wash the dishes.
It's not a grocery list.
No. You got to. think about
the
goal of why I'm washing these dishes is because I don't want to have to wash them later after dinner and have more dishes. Like,
come on.
You need to think of the goal. Something so little. If you're doing something with the goal, it's going to make it worthwhile.
Exactly. So I wanted to say that you got to have self-control because if you don't have self-control, you can set an alarm clock and you can turn that alarm clock off.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? And you can have a list and a to-do list, all these things, but you got to have self-control, which is one of the fruits of the spirit. And so that comes with, again, prayer and faith, asking God for the Holy Spirit, asking God to help you with self-control, with his fruits of the spirit, with his attributes. And so I want to go to Proverbs. I think that's the last scripture that I have for today. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 4, and in the NLT, and it says, lazy people want much but get little, but those who work hard will prosper. And I wrote down, procrastination will not allow you to prosper. It only prolongs the process of God's promises. So we gotta, girl it's
you
important.
Talking about it. You gotta have work ethic.
You gotta get up and do it. You gotta have self-control. Like, you gotta have some kind of control, because some people just, you know, I'm guilty.
Yeah, me too.
I will push that alarm clock and I'll put like, okay, 5 more minutes. And then wake up and, okay, 3 more minutes, just 3 more minutes.
Yeah.
And before we know it, we're late, you know?
I do believe it ties into, like, you got to have work ethic. Like, that scripture is saying, you got to get up and you got to do it.
You got to do it. You got to do it. And you got to have self-control. You got to show up for yourself.
Come on.
So it starts with yourself. You cannot show up for anybody if you don't show up for yourself. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you have children. You can't show up for your children. You can't show up for your spouse, your significant other, boyfriend, girlfriend, whether you're married or not.
Yeah.
You know, you want to show for your partner.
Come on.
It starts with you, right?
It does.
And so just to recap, because I'm a teacher at heart and I want to make sure everyone understands and, you know, get exactly what we're saying. So step one was prayer and faith. Step two was minimize your distractions. And step three was to focus. Step four, establish accountability. And step five, make a to-do list and set deadlines. And if I was to give a bonus step, it would be to give yourself grace. Each and every day. God
That's
gives us grace each and every day. So give yourself grace, because every day is not going to be perfect. We are at the end of this episode. So we're going to pray. And Lord, dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for Morgan. Thank you for this podcast, Lord God. Thank you for all the people who are viewing and listening. We just pray that you will visit them and touch their hearts, Lord God, that everything that we have said today, that it will resonate in their hearts, that it will not go void. We pray that everyone that is under the sound of our voice, that they will be encouraged and that they will seek to you for their procrastination so that they can walk in their purpose. And Lord, we ask, Lord God, that you will lead us and guide us and help us to walk in your steps and your footsteps, for you have left a good example. And so help us to pick up our cross and not just think too much on everything. Let us just focus on you. You said seek first the kingdom of God and everything will follow after. So Lord, we seek after you first, and we pray, Lord, that you allow everything else to fall into place. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. This is Just God Podcast with Tierra Robinson. We hope that you guys have enjoyed this. I know I have.
I did too, girl. It was good. It was a good
I know
topic.
I have. So without further ado, you got to do it with me. Stay blessed.
Stay blessed.
And stay sway.
And stay sway.
In God's way.
In God's way. Okay.
Thank you. Till next time.
Bye.
Bye.